Arkansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Coming up next, it's the latest news from NPR and Weekend Edition Saturday on Kansas Public Radio. The time is 7 o'clock. Good morning.
Thousand turned out for the last No Kings rally in New York back in October, and they expect more this time. Last fall, organizers estimate more than 7 million took to the streets nationwide. For NPR News, I'm Bruce Konfizer in New York.
You're listening to NPR News from Washington.
From the KPR Newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre. Good morning. Protesters are getting ready for another No Kings rally at the Kansas State House. Today's demonstration in Topeka is just one of many being held in multiple cities across the country. Today's protest is expected to be the largest yet against President Trump and his policies. The Topeka demonstration runs from 11 o'clock to 2 o'clock this afternoon. Similar No King events are being held in cities across the state, including protests in Manhattan, Lawrence, Emporia, Overland Park, Wichita, Salina, Hayes, and Dodge City. The Kansas Supreme Court has dismissed Kansas Governor Laura Kelly's lawsuit against Attorney General Chris Kobach over legal power. State House reporter Zach Boblett reports on the fight over who can represent the state in court.
The court dismissed the governor's case against the attorney general and kept in place the status quo. The attorney general represents Kansas as a whole in court, while the governor can represent her office and state agencies she oversees. Kelly sued Kobach after he refused to join federal lawsuits she supported. Kelly argued the Kansas Constitution gives her office supreme executive power to execute laws. Kobach argued Kansas law gives his office control over the state's legal cases. Justice Melissa Standridge dissented, warning the decision leaves the power struggle between the offices unresolved. At the Kansas State House, I'm Zach Boblett.
The National Weather Service has issued a red flag warning for most of Kansas today. Dry conditions will cause extreme fire damage danger this afternoon.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include the George Lucas Educational Foundation, creator of Edutopia. For 35 years, sharing what works in schools today and working to inspire new ways to learn tomorrow. More at edutopia.org.
Sunny skies today, highs around 60 degrees, winds from the south 15 to 20 miles per hour, gusts up to 30 miles per hour. For tonight, lows in the mid-40s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and warmer with highs getting up to the mid-70s. Again, a red flag warning is in effect today for most of Kansas. That takes effect at 11 o'clock this morning. It's 31 degrees in Lawrence. From the KPR Newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre.
Soldiers and civilians running from fiery wreckage and animated versions of Israel, Dubai, and Saudi Arabia.
Because you're so taken by this amazing discovery. In the same way, he's discovered this lost Trojan War tradition, of which there were many. So he's so drawn by it, but he's also reminded of his daughter. And so in a sense, he dedicates his work to her. So yes, there's a tension and a divide and a loss, but he clings to this thing because it's a gift to her. And there's nothing he can do but what happens to her. Like with the Greeks who die but hope to have glory, in a sense, he's hoping to bestow glory on his daughter.
Does Soaz come to like war? Does it give him a sense of purpose?
Well, you certainly get that in the Iliad. You have people who are raging to fight. When Achilles returns to the battle after the death of Patroclus, yes, he's raging to fight. But war makes you go mad. You see that with Alexander the Great, just on the side, who eventually went insane with the violence. Soaz clearly does that, and in his war-weary madness, he decides to take on a prince of Troy, one of the 50 sons of Priam. He decides to fight him, which would make no sense at the time. As a common soldier, he'd be poorly equipped, poorly trained. But in his sort of madness to get things over with, Soaz takes on Prince Mestor of Troy.
There's a scholarly discussion at one point where someone observes there's a good reason why ordinary people are forgotten by history. We are all hopeful and humdrum. Is there such thing as an ordinary person?
When I say ordinary, I include myself as that. I'm a child of middle-class parents. They happened to be diplomats, so we saw the world, but they were civil servants. They worked for the government, had, you know, average salaries. I went to public schools. I very much feel that those footnotes are the essence of life. The grand epic is collectively built, just exactly as Homer's Iliad was recounted, not by one single genius, let's say like Dante's Divine Comedy, which was the product of a single mind. Greek epic is the result of hundreds and hundreds of bards who collectively, you know, gathered all those footnotes and built something grand, put something grand on this pedestal called, in this case, the Iliad and the Odyssey. But it's all those accumulation of those quieter voices. I very much believe in those quieter voices. I think that's where the richness of the human experience is to be found.
Jan Martel, his new novel, Son of Nobody. Thank you so much for being with us.
My pleasure, Scott.
And thank you so much for being with us this morning. Good morning. I'm Kay McIntyre. You're listening to Weekend Edition Saturday on Kansas Public Radio. And I just got to say, something he just said just really stuck with me, that the grand epic is collectively built. It doesn't take one person sitting down to write a grand Greek epic. It's collectively built over years, over centuries. And that's what we're trying to do this morning as part of our Hive Drive. We're not looking for one person to lift the whole radio station up. It would be great, Matthew Algio, if that were the case, but we are looking for you and you and you to do your part. Pledge now at kansaspublicradio.org.
Yes, I have to say, Kay, that was excellent segue that you just did.
Thank you very much.
That was an excellent segue. I am Matthew Algio. I'm joined by Laura Larson. Kevin Boatwright is with us as well. As we take a moment out of Weekend Edition to ask you to go to kansaspublicradio.org and become a member of Kansas Public Radio, become a sustaining member. 97% of our budget is funded by you, and we would like you to become a member because it's incumbent upon you to show your support for the programs that you enjoy, which obviously Weekend Edition Saturday is one of. I lost the lost
Which
my way.
One is?
I lost my way with that sentence. But in any event, yeah, that's the point.
When you become a member of KPR, it gives you a sense of belonging. It gives you a sense of membership. It gives you a sense of ownership. Your pledge says in a tangible way, this is important to me. There are a lot of forces in the world that are saying, you don't need independent media. You don't need this. You don't. And this small, determined band of people supporting public media say, yeah, we do. We'll show you. We'll do it ourselves. You know what? And I think that's incredibly important. It's important to be part of something like that. Things can seem really dire. The news often seems, look, Matthew and I are hosts of news magazine shows, and some days we walk out of that show just feeling terrible about the world. We have heard nothing but terrible things. But weekends are a little different with the way we approach the news. It doesn't end up making you feel crummy about the state of the world. It's hopeful. It's kind. It's quiet. It shows that when people pull together to do news the way they think it ought to be done, straightforward reporting, straightforward journalism, it can be done with kindness. It can be done with intent and deliberation and thoughtfulness. That's what I think of when I think of Weekend Edition. I think, what a thoughtful show. That it's a really good way to get the news from thoughtful people. It's nuanced. It might be a little bit quiet, but as a person who is actually a determined introvert, just because we're quiet doesn't mean that we're not thinking big thoughts. That, to me, is what public radio really is. We're not coming at it with bells and whistles and flashy graphics. We're coming at it with a sense of shared purpose to tell you what's happening, to tell you the truth, and let you hear what those facts are. You are capable of making determinations about the world. We're just going to give you the information. Because that's worth supporting, we're hoping that you will go to kansaspublicradio.org and donate now. You can do it via our KPR app, or you can call us at 888-577-5268. Talk to Gracie. She's happy to take your calls this morning. Take advantage of Terry Townley's challenge. She is matching your pledges dollar for dollar in memory of her husband, Dwayne, a Kansas native, in honor of her grandchildren as well. No matter how much you pledge, up to $2,000, she's going to match it. So there'll never be a better time. 888-577-5268.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Laura's got it exactly right. The news can feel like a fire hose coming at you on any given day, but NPR makes sense of that news so that those of us who are out here in the real world, we're able to make sense of what's going on, not just in Kansas, but everywhere in the world. And that's really a rarity today, to have that kind of responsible journalism, that factual journalism. You know, we've been talking a lot about bees. And I love to have bees in my garden at home. We have sunflowers. We have other flowers. These are pollinators. These are insects that go from flower to flower to flower and spread something good for other people. And I feel like that is maybe another metaphor for Kansas Public Radio. Pollinators who spread hope, who communicate fairness and honesty and accuracy. And those are valuable things in our world. They're valuable things for you as a listener that you can't get anywhere else. It's really a unique feature of Kansas Public Radio. And those of you who are not yet sustaining members, as I am, this is a great time to become a sustaining member. Go to the website, kansaspublicradio.org. It's easy to do.
You can also go to the app. Amber wants us to talk up the app. It's easy. Oh. You're out there driving around. Just open the app. You'll see it as soon as you open the app, and that's the way to become a sustaining member. Or go to kansaspublicradio.org. Building a little bit on what Kevin was saying, this is almost the perfect half hour of Weekend Edition. We had casket weaving and then discussing the death of Patroclus. Well, yes. So that, if that's what you're into, then you have to become a sustaining member of Kansas Public Radio, because be honest, where else are you going to hear that on a Saturday morning? Oh, look, I'm not even realizing I'm doing it. There is a challenge on the table. Terry Townley, Kansas native, now in Michigan, matching all incoming pledges up to $2,000. Let's get just three $100 donations before 8 a.m. That would go a long way toward us meeting our goal.
If you could see your way clear to $150 as your overall donation, you get the bee tote bag, which is super cute. I mean, or I guess I should try and make it more appealing to other people. It's very macho. It's very cool. Yeah, sure. It's very awesome. It is awesome. Okay. No, it's got a bee on it, and then the bee is really adorable. It is the bee's knees. 888-577-5268 is the number to call, or go online, point, click, and pledge at kansaspublicradio.org. There are a lot of public demonstrations and things going on today. We know Saturdays are always busy, whether you're headed out to the farmer's market or you are heading out to the garden center, or maybe you're, like I said, on your way to a political demonstration. Why not get your Kansas Public Radio membership just out of the way? It is super fast when you do it online, kansaspublicradio.org, or as we have been saying, call Gracie, 888-577-5268. She is light to speak with. So get your membership done and out of the way. This is the kind of news you are choosing to consume on a Saturday morning. It's worth supporting. You know it's worth supporting. Why haven't you supported it before? Because it was never this urgent before. Really, we're at do or die time. Now is the time to make the pledge.
Kevin, I wanted to ask you quickly. You are a sustaining member.
Absolutely.
What are the benefits to that? You don't even have to think about it.
I don't have to think about it, actually, but it does give me just a sense that I have fulfilled a kind of a responsibility to a station that I love, a staff here who are the worker bees on behalf of you, the listener, it gives me a sense that I have helped them to serve you. And that's really a high priority for me.
And it's so simple to do. You just go to kansaspublicradio.org, the big button right there at the top of the website, looking for $100 donations if we can get them in the next couple minutes right here. And again, your donation will be matched. We have a challenge on the table matching all incoming pledges up to $2,000. 97% of our funding comes from you. Take a moment. Become a member now. It's easy. Go to kansaspublicradio.org.
Thank you, Matthew Algio, Laura Lorson, and Kevin Boatwright over in Pledge Central. So nice to have you all here on a Saturday morning. Usually I'm working by myself here at KPR on Saturday mornings. It's nice to have you along. It's nice to have you along as well. We are continuing to take your pledges at kansaspublicradio.org. From the University of Kansas, we're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Trinity Lutheran Church, presenting a Good Friday Tenebrae service of darkness before the dawn of Easter. All are welcome April 3rd at 7 p.m., 1245 New Hampshire Street in Lawrence. More at tlclawrence.org.
A look at our forecast for today. Looks like a gorgeous day in store. Sunny skies, highs around 60 degrees. It will be a little on the windy side. Winds from the south, 15 to 20 miles per hour, with gusts up to 30 miles per hour. It's 32 degrees in Lawrence, 30 degrees in Topeka. The time is 8 o'clock. This is KPR.
He expects more people to come forward. The federal government must now respond to or deny the federal court claims. Meg Anderson, NPR News.
This is NPR.
From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre. Good morning. Kansas Supreme Court justices dismissed Governor Laura Kelly's lawsuit against Attorney General Kris Kobach over legal power. The court ruled that the Attorney General will continue to legally represent Kansas in court. During arguments before the court in January, Kobach said the governor overstepped her office's executive authority by filing lawsuits on behalf of the state.
It's not limited to the powers of their office. It's about the general interests of the people of Kansas, and that's treading upon the Attorney General's authority.
The court's ruling said the governor can represent her office and state agencies she oversees in court. Kelly said in a press release that the decision allows her office to continue with a lawsuit against the federal government seeking to prevent cuts to health and safety programs. Former Kansas Jayhawks golfer Gary Woodland carried a three-shot lead into today's third round of the Houston Open on the PGA Tour. The 41-year-old Woodland has been trying to get back on track since undergoing brain surgery in September of 2023. Because of his story, Woodland says he was feeding off the fans' support en route to shooting a 7-under par 63 yesterday.
This week, as much as any week, I feel like I've had a lot of support. I kind of feel like I'm playing at home. The fans have been amazing, and I probably need that energy to help me get through the day. That definitely helped, and that's something hopefully I can ride on this weekend as well.
Earlier this month, Woodland, the 2019 U.S. Open champion, revealed that he's been dealing with PTSD since his brain surgery. We'll have a look at the forecast coming up.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include the Wallace Foundation, an independent, nonpartisan research foundation collaborating with grantees and partners in the arts, school leadership, and youth development. More at wallacefoundation.org. This is NPR.
A red flag warning is in effect for most of Kansas. It will take effect at 11 o'clock this morning and run through 10 p.m. Sunny skies, highs around 60 degrees, winds from the south 15 to 20 miles per hour with gusts up to 30 miles per hour. Mostly sunny and warmer for tomorrow with highs getting up to the mid-70s. It's 32 degrees in Lawrence. From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre.
Staged at the Market Theatre, Help carry the anti-apartheid message at home and abroad with landmark plays like Wazza Albert, Sophia Town, and Sees Where Banzi Is Dead.
Freedom is coming tomorrow.
And of course, Serafina, about the Soweto uprising with music by Huma Sakela, which premiered at the Market but went on to Broadway and became a Hollywood movie starring Whoopi Goldberg. But artistic director Homan says the theater is not content to remain in the past.
We've become very much the home of the South African story, and more recently it's the challenges of a young democracy and just living in a country that has the burden of the history of colonialism and apartheid and so on and so on.
50 years on, the Market Theatre still remains a stage where South Africa confronts its past, challenges its present, and imagines its future, one story at a time. Kate Bartlett, NPR News, Johannesburg.
Wow, what a story, Matthew Algeo, Laura Lorson, and Kevin Boatwright. I got to say, the whole message of that this theater created specifically to magnify these voices that were otherwise unheard, that's exactly what NPR is all about. And I love that when that whole organization, that theater was started, that the response of the public was, that's crazy. There's no way that's going to work. There's no way you can create a sustainable organization based on this model. And it made me think a little bit about public radio and the whole idea that, when they decided to create public radio, NPR, KANU, way back in the day, how are we going to make that work? Well, this is how we make it work. It's our Hive Drive, and we're here this morning to ask you to support the public radio, to support Weekend Edition and programs that you are already listening to.
And it's easy to do. Just go to kansaspublicradio.isfundedbyyou, and that is how we are able to purchase the programs like Weekend Edition Saturday that you enjoy here on Kansas Public Radio. We still have some money on the table. Terry Townley generously matching all incoming pledges up to $2,000 this morning. Take advantage of that. Go to kansaspublicradio.org now and become a member.
It is truly just not much of your time. When you call in, it'll take a minute. When you point and click at kansaspublicradio.org, it takes mere seconds. You can even do it via app. The phone number is 888-577-5268. Your dollar a day pledge takes us over the edge and meets the Terry Townley challenge. Your $20 a month pledge not only gets you the awesome bee tote, but helps support public radio. You can also go online and just, let's say you're already a sustainer, you can increase the amount you're giving. That's simple enough. Again, at kansaspublicradio.org, we want to thank Emily in Topeka and Richard in Lecompton. Represent Lecompton. Woohoo! Thank you so much for your membership with KPR. When I first started in public radio a long time ago, and I think it's not a big secret that this was not my first life plan. It just kind of happened. I remember telling my dad, hey, I got a job with NPR, and his first comment was, well, God is your witness, you'll never buy a coffee mug again. And I was like, ha, 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 very funny. And then, we had listened to public broadcasting, and we had always, we had listened to it. We had seen public television and things like that. And my dad said, I just don't see how it works. And at the time, I was in my early 20s. And I was like, Dad, that is a really cynical attitude. And you know what? I think that is the case. You know, that people are like, that'll never work. You will never be able to sustain this. And that is a cynical, cynical thing to say. And maybe you take pride in being cynical. I don't know. That's fine. But the bottom line is it shouldn't work, but it does. Mm-hmm. Bumblebees shouldn't fly, but they do. It shouldn't work, but it does, because like-minded people are committed and say, what can it hurt? I'll pitch in 10 bucks in the kitty. Maybe it'll work. And you know what? It's worked all this time. But we have never needed your memberships more, because we have never relied on you more. But I have faith that we can make this work. This is a big experiment. We can make it work. I feel like I'm saying that about a lot of things. The American experiment. Yeah, we can make it work if we try. Public media. We can make it work if we try. Okay. What do you have to lose? Nothing. And you have a bee bag to gain. 888-577-5268 is the number to call.
And I think that that bee is humming a song. It's Don't Worry, Be Happy.
That's right.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, you wouldn't think we'd be sustainable. We absolutely are. We've been here for almost 75 years. As they said, about 97% of our budget is funded by you. You are the ones who make all of this possible. And I know that a large percentage of that 97% comes from sustaining members. And so you can be one of those sustaining members by joining me and others in becoming a sustaining member. You can also increase, by the way, your amount that you have as a sustaining member. I did that myself just earlier this year.
Well, thank you.
So you can go to kansaspublicradio.org. You can call Gracie at 888-577-5268 and either become a brand new member or even you could increase your membership amount. It would really be important, and you will be glad that you did it.
KansasPublicRadio.org, or just open the app if you have it on your phone. It's very, very easy to do in the app. We have met the challenge. Thank you so much, Terry Townley, for your matching gift and for all who made gifts in meeting that challenge. But the bigger challenge for us is to keep all the funding going. 97% of it comes from public support, from listeners like you. And it helps keep fact-checked reporting buzzing every hour.
I see what you did there.
Right. I'm just reading what they gave me here.
Oh, okay.
Your gift prevents disinformation from causing a swarm of confusion. Did you write that, Amber?
Ooh.
No. Okay. Anyway, keep it buzzing here on Kansas Public Radio because we need your support to support programs like Weekend Edition Saturday this morning. I think we've heard reports from Europe, from the Middle East. We just heard from Kate Bartlett in South Africa. We've heard a wide variety of stories, including casket weaving, the latest on Iran. It's such an important program. I think, Laura, you were saying earlier how it's kind of perfect for Saturday morning. It's not shouting at you.
Right.
You know, we're giving you the news that you need and the news, some stories that will simply entertain. But it's done in a way that I think people who listen really appreciate the vibe, if I could say that.
Yeah.
And I think
your daughter will be proud of you.
Yes.
For being vibe coded.
So show your support for this program. If you're enjoying it with a cup of coffee, or maybe you're running around right now doing some errands, open the don't drive an app, but take a moment when you are able to stop, open the app and make a pledge.
I also want to shout out one more time Terry Townley, who made her challenge, donated this extra money in memory of her husband, Dwayne. So I just want to be sure we all remember Dwayne right now. Dwayne Townley, born in El Dorado, K-State grad. Even now that he is gone, he is supporting Kansas Public Radio. We have a lot of ways to make that happen. You can leave a legacy. All the details about making special gifts in memory of a friend, a husband. All of that information is at kansaspublicradio.org, where you can donate right now. You can also do it by the app, or you can donate with a telephone, 888-577-5268. Kids, just in case you didn't know, we used to use the telephone to, like, we dialed in a code, punched in a code, and you could talk to a person. Want to thank very quickly an anonymous donor from Fairway, Chris Farenholtz of St. George, Mike and Marty Crow of Leavenworth, Richard Carlson of Lecompton. I already thank you, but I'll thank you again. Thank you so much to everyone who has pledged today. We would love to hear from you as well.
You get a really sweet return on a rather modest, affordable investment in great radio. That's what you get when you contribute $150, $12.50 a month, and you get not only your beanbag, but you get the satisfaction of knowing that you have contributed to support Kansas Public Radio. And If not you, who? There's another letter, the letter U. If not you, who's it going to be? I hope it is you. I hope you call in. I hope you go on our website or our app and make a contribution. This is a great time to do that. We say, don't worry, be happy, but actually we are worried a little bit about our world and about the future of Kansas Public Radio. And you can be a big part of that future. KansasPublicRadio.org. Do it now.
Become a member. Sustaining members get a lot of benefits apart from just the knowledge that they are supporting Kansas Public Radio. First of all, it's easy. You never have to renew your membership. You also get special access to station giveaways. You get invited to sustainer-only events, a thank you gift every year. And it helps us plan our budget as well, knowing that those sustaining gifts are sustaining. Go to KansasPublicRadio.org, $12.50 a month or more. You get that tote bag, but more importantly, you support the programming that you enjoy right here on Kansas Public Radio.
We know so many organizations are asking for your support right now. It is a tough time to be in the arts, but we are asking for your support. We think we're worthy of your support because not only are we bringing you news, but you know, the life is about extras, right? That is, I think it was Arthur Conan Doyle has like this whole section in Sherlock Holmes where he talks, Holmes makes the argument that there is a God because of flowers, because life is meaningless without those little extras. And we bring you these stories that focus on the arts. Arts feed the soul. That's what gets us through tough times, relying on each other and food for the soul. We try to do that here at KPR, but we cannot do it without your funding. So if you've never pledged before, if you've never been a member before, now's the time to do it to feed the soul of this community.
And if there aren't any pollinators out there, there aren't any flowers out there.
That's right.
So we need you to do that. I'm told that we're actually on the Facebook page.
Dude.
I know Maggie, she came in and Gracie came in and took a picture of us and that we're on the Facebook page. So when you're on the internet and you're looking at the Facebook page at the three of us all smiling and happy here, you can also just as easily make your contribution at the same time to KansasPublicRadio.org, 888-577-5268, and do it now.
It's easy to do, and it's not very time-consuming either. We're also looking for suggestions to name the KPRB.
I was wondering what the B's name was.
I believe. Not formally a contest, I believe. Does not adhere to the rules and regulations required by a radio station contest. Just suggestions to name the KPRB, which you can do on our Facebook page as well. Or you know what? When you go make your pledge at KansasPublicRadio.org, make a suggestion for the B name. And the more you give, the more weight.
That's not true at all.
You will give to your suggestion.
If it's a really good name, we don't care how much you're giving.
It's easy to do. It only takes a minute. And it helps. Go to KansasPublicRadio.org.
Matthew Algia, they're clearly making up rules on the fly for the KPRB naming contest. I don't even know for sure that there is such a contest, but if there were, I don't know that that's how we would go about it, Matthew. But thanks for the suggestion anyway. We are continuing to take your pledges this morning at KansasPublicRadio.org. We're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5 KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7 KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3 KANQ Chanute 90.3 K210CR in Atchison 89.9 and K258 BT in Manhattan at 99.5.
Support for KPR comes from Eastside European, an owner-operated repair shop specializing in BMW and Mini at 9th and Delaware in East Lawrence, servicing other select European vehicles as well. More at eastside-european.com.
Good morning, I'm Kay McIntyre. Glad to be with you for Weekend Edition Saturday here on Kansas Public Radio. Just ahead, we've got the latest news from NPR and the KPR newsroom, and then another hour of Weekend Editions, followed by Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, NPR's News Quiz, coming up at 10 o'clock.
And along the ocean in Santa Monica. In downtown L.A., where previous protests have moved onto freeways halting traffic, security barricades have been put up on some freeway on and off ramps to try to prevent that from happening again. Last year in June, during another No Kings protest, large numbers did turn out in the L.A. area. That protest took place just days after there were violent confrontations between police and protesters over ICE enforcement activities. For NPR News, I'm Steve Futterman in Los Angeles.
Protests are also taking place in Washington, D.C., New York, and Philadelphia. This is NPR News.
From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre. Good morning. As we just heard, protesters are getting ready for No Kings rallies across the country, including a rally at the Kansas State House. Today's demonstrations in Topeka is just one of many being held in multiple cities across the country, including protests in Manhattan, Lawrence, Emporia, Overland Park, Wichita, Salina, Hayes, and Dodge City. Organizers are expecting their highest turnout for today's No Kings rallies against President Trump and his policies. Just hours after Governor Laurie Kelly vetoed a bill that offered protections for crisis pregnancy centers, the Kansas legislature overrode that veto. The Kansas Reflector reports that the House voted 87-35, the Senate 30-9 to override the veto, which now becomes law. House Bill 2635 exempted those centers, sometimes called pregnancy resource centers, from regulations that dictate what information and services they can provide. In her veto message, Kelly said Kansans want government to, quote, stay out of women's private medical decisions. Former Kansas Jayhawks golfer Gary Woodland carried a three-shot lead into today's third round of the Houston Open on the PGA Tour. The 41-year-old Woodland has been trying to get back on track since undergoing brain surgery in September of 2023. En route to shooting a 7-under par 63 yesterday, Woodland says he was feeding off the support of his fans.
This week, as much as any week, I feel like I've had a lot of support. I kind of feel like I'm playing at home. The fans have been amazing, and I probably need that energy to help me get through the day. That definitely helped, and that's something hopefully I can ride on this weekend as well.
Earlier this month, Woodland, the 2019 U.S. Open champion, revealed that he's been dealing with PTSD since his brain surgery. The danger of wildfire remains high across Kansas this weekend. The National Weather Service has issued another red flag warning for most of the state, taking effect at 11 o'clock this morning and continuing until 10 o'clock tonight. Low humidity, warm temperatures, and gusty winds from the south will create conditions that could create extreme fire danger this afternoon into this evening. Sunny skies today, highs around 60 degrees. It's 37 degrees in Lawrence. From the KPR Newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre.
All those accumulation of those quieter voices, I very much believe in those quieter voices. I think that's where the richness of the human experience is to be found.
Jan Martel, his new novel, Son of Nobody. Thank you so much for being with us.
My pleasure, Scott.
My pleasure to be with you here this morning. Good morning. I'm Kay McIntyre. Glad to be with you every Saturday morning, but especially on this Saturday morning during our Hive Drive. That collection of quieter voices, that's what we're looking for today. Maybe not quite so quiet. We're looking for your pledge at kansaspublicradio.org. I'm here with Matthew Algio and Laura Lorson. They're in on a weekend, along with our guest, Kevin Boatwright. So glad to have you with us here on this Saturday morning.
Thank you, Kay. And this is a great time to make your voice heard by going to kansaspublicradio.org and making a pledge for our Spring Hive Drive. And your pledge helps us pay for the programming that you enjoy.
And we want to say a big thank you because we have met the Mike and Tana Aline Challenge.
Excellent.
Thank you so much, Mike and Tana. Thanks to you who helped meet the challenges.
And we have just a few more seconds here. We're going to be going to Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. Bill Curtis has announced he's retiring soon. We'll
end
be talking
era.
About that in the next hour, but it's a perfect opportunity right between the what is this, the liminal space between programs here on Kansas Public Radio to take a couple seconds, go to the website, make a pledge, show your support for the programs at kansaspublicradio.org.
Thanks, Matthew and Laura. A big thank you to Kevin Boatwright for coming in today. We so appreciate your spending your Saturday morning with us here on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210CR in Atchison 89.9, and K258BT in Manhattan at 99.5.
Support for KPR comes from Eagles Rest Natural Home, located in downtown Lawrence, specializing in toxin-free, customizable natural mattresses, bedding, and sustainably made furniture. Online at Eagles Rest Natural Home.
But of course, most of our support comes from you, our listeners. We are continuing to take your pledges this morning at kansaspublicradio.org. Coming up next here on KPR, it's NPR's News Quiz. Wait, wait, don't tell me. A quick look at the weather today. We've got a red flag warning for most of the state of Kansas. So be careful out there. Don't be setting fires and driving your car over dry grass. Sunny skies today, highs around 60 degrees, winds from the south 15 to 20 miles per hour, gusts up to 30 miles per hour. Again, those warm temperatures and strong winds make for dangerous conditions. So the National Weather Service has issued a red flag warning for most of Kansas. That takes effect at 11 o'clock this morning and will run until 10 o'clock this evening. Mostly sunny skies for tomorrow with much warmer temperatures, highs in the mid-70s. We'll have a look at some of those temperatures in just a second.
Support for KPR comes from Delicias del Sur, now hosting private events and offering catering for any occasion, featuring a variety of South American flavors. Located at 724 Massachusetts Street, more at Delicias del Sur's Facebook page.
It's 42 degrees in Emporia, 42 in Lawrence, 43 in Manhattan, 42 in Topeka. This is Kansas Public Radio.
From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm the Bill you wish came more than once a month, Bill Curtis. And here's your host at the Studebaker Theater in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Bill. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, everybody. I'm excited, too. 2026 is a, shall we say, exciting year for us because, as you may have heard, all federal funding for public radio ended last year. I agree. Boo. Yes. So we are now more than ever dependent on the support of you, the listener. And if you can hear this right now, guess what? That means you're the listener and we need you.
To put it another way, we need you.
But of course, this is a two-way street. We like to think we give you value for your money. For example, last November, we featured an instant classic. Tiffany Haddish told us about some of the jobs she had before she became a famous actor and comedian. And along the way, made me regret my own bar mitzvah.
I was a sous chef, then I was a professional babysitter. Also, I was an energy producer at bar and bat mitzvahs for like 11 years. I was an activities coordinator at a youth center.
Wait, back up.
Sound work. I did camera assistant, gaffer, set deck. I've done all the jobs.
I have to ask you. Hang on. I think you and I have the same question. An energy producer at bar and bat mitzvahs?
Yeah, I did bar bat mitzvahs, executive parties, Christmas parties, Hanukkah parties, funerals, you name it. My job, produce amazing energy.
So wait a minute. So you were kind of a hype woman? You were like, got the crowd hyped up?
I wouldn't call that a hype woman. What I call it is an energy producer.
Okay.
I got you.
Yeah,
so
Peter.
I'm just flashing back.
You call it a hype woman? That sounds like Flavor Flav to me. No.
No, that's not it. Okay.
Amazing energy.
All right. Let me try this.
This is make grandma, grandpa get up out the chair. The energy so good, they got to start dancing.
All right. So, yeah. So, like, I do, actually. So, I'm thinking back many, many years to my own bar mitzvah. This was a very long time ago. And I did not have an energy producer of any kind.
And it was a boring party, wasn't it?
It was pretty dull.
I'll be honest.
It was pretty dull. Peter. So it's too late now. But
it's never too late.
All right.
We can throw you a 67th birthday party.
We can do that. And thank you for that estimate of my age. It crippled me. But first of all, so if you had been at my bar mitzvah many years ago, how could you briefly demonstrate how you would have energized the party so it was not the drab synagogue assembly room experience that it was?
First, I would go to you and yes. I would go, young Peter.
Yes.
Please take my beautiful brown hand and follow me, darling. And I would lead you out to the dance floor.
Yes.
And I would stand you right next to me and I would say, follow my lead. Do whatever I do, okay? And smile the whole time. No matter how it feels, just smile the whole time. And I would start with a side-to-side step clap, right? And you side-to-side step clap with me. And
Peter,
I'd be
do
like,
it.
That's right, Peter. That's what I'm talking about. Here we go. Hey, come it up. Hey, come it up. Hey, come it up. And then next thing you know, the whole room is talking it up.
I am very excited and extraordinarily embarrassed. I am like, because
that's the Jewish way.
Yes.
Peter, I'm going to be real with you. I've seen Tiffany. She could make a dreidel spin without spinning it.
She's got that energy.
I
want to ask you, one of the things I also learned is that during your years of struggle, you still had ambitions. You knew and you said sometimes in public that you were going to make it, you were going to be big. Now that, well, you became incredibly famous with Girls Trip and many stuff since then. What is the first thing you did when you started making real money?
I bought a microscope.
A microscope?
Yeah, I bought a $359 microscope that took pictures of bacterias, and I could upload those bacterias to Google, and I could find out exactly what it is. And did you know that some bacterias look just like people?
Really? I thought there were some of them were like rod shaped and some of them were squiggly, but you're saying that you look through that.
Yeah, and some of them is ugly as just ugly.
Right.
And I'm like, oh God, I see what you was doing. This guy's a bacteria like this, right? Like this candida.
And I know that.
And I'm just curious about all the stuff God does. Like that's why I like swimming with sharks and stuff, because you see all the plant life and animal life down there. You're just like, look how creative he is. He's so creative.
That could be your last thought just before one of those sharks eats you.
Tiffany Haddish, it is a joy to talk to you, but we have invited you here to play a game, and this time we are calling it
Girls Trip. Meet Girl Strip.
You start in Girls Trip, so we're going to ask you about comic strips about girls. Girl strips. Get it?
Yeah.
Answer.
Oh, okay. Oh, I thought it was going to be something else. I'm like,
I know.
If it's a boy strip.
We're a weekend show
cool,
for families.
Cool, cool.
So
okay.
Here you go.
Okay. Family show. Let's
here we go.
Go.
Here, so answer 2 to 3 questions right. You'll win our prize for one of our listeners. Bill, who is Tiffany Haddish playing for?
Liz Patterson of Atlanta, Georgia.
All right. Here's your first question. The most famous girl strip is, of course, Kathy, that long-running strip about a single woman with issues. Kathy ended its run in 2010, but it left its mark on the comic strip industry. How? A, the strip in which she married her boyfriend Irving was so bad, the phrase marrying Irving now means ruining your comic strip forever. B, whenever a comic strip writer can't think of something for a character to say, they just say ack, like Kathy did. Or C, the highest praise one comic artist can say to another is, I thought I was reading Kathy.
Two.
You're going to go for B. No, I'm afraid it was marrying Irving.
Really?
Marrying Irving, because people believe that completely ruined, that's like the comic strip equivalent of jumping the shark. Here's your next question. The Barbie doll was in part originally inspired by a German newspaper comic strip called Lily. Who was Lily, the character Lily? Was she A, the beautiful wife of an ugly bricklayer named Kenneth, B, a, quote, high-end call girl, or C, a beauty pageant winner who became a surgeon, an astronaut, and an Olympic gymnast?
Yeah, I'll go with B.
You're going to go with B?
Because the way her makeup was and stuff, and she always had her boobs out.
That's right. You have figured it out. That's what Lily was. So Lily was a... You got it right. Lily was a risque comic for adults in the 50s in Germany, And the company started making dolls of Lily, and the wife of one of the founders of Mattel was in Germany, saw one, and said, hey, I can work with that. All right, here's your last question. The comic strip Little Orphan Annie ended its run in 2010. What was the adorable orphan's fate in the very last Little Orphan Annie comic strip? Was it A, she was being held captive by an Eastern European war criminal? B, she discovered her real parents were the Romanovs, making her heir to the Russian throne? Or C, she instantly aged the 90 years that had passed since the first strip and crumbled into dust?
Like Thanos?
Very much like Thanos, yes.
Okay. What was A again?
A again was that she was being held captive by an Eastern European war criminal.
Then I'm going to go with she got kidnapped, and that's how they came with the movie Taken.
That's exactly right.
Wow.
In fact, I believe in the final frame of the final strip, Daddy Warbucks is saying into a phone, I have certain skills. Bill, how did Tiffany Haddish do in our quiz?
Are you kidding? She rewrote the quiz.
She's a winner in everything. You have brought the energy in this little right.
Peter, I told you.
You told me, and you did not exaggerate.
She is. She's still going.
She's still going.
Brian was your advance man, Tiffany.
Yes, true. Tiffany Haddish is an Emmy and Grammy winner. You can see her in her new show, Tiffany Haddish Goes Off. It is streaming on Peacock now. If it is a quarter as fun as talking to her in real life, it will be amazing. Tiffany Haddish, thank you so much
for
being with us. You're the best. So we get it. You don't like to hear the programs you love interrupted, but out of all the ways people raise money right now, fundraising campaigns are actually the least annoying. Imagine if we tried to make money the way everybody else does now. Your next story of a surprising thing removed from a person's stomach comes from Tig Notaro.
John Franklin of Lafayette, California, started complaining about a tummy ache to his wife 3 weeks ago, but never did anything about it. I don't know, he told the East Bay Express from his hospital bed. I just figured it was epic gas. After things got worse, he was rushed to the hospital Monday night, and Franklin was shocked when the surgeon removed a...
The rest of the story is behind a paywall. To continue listening, simply head to our website and click the Pay to Finish Joke Now link. But don't worry, you can always skip payment and hear the last line for free.
Now that's what I call a gut buster.
You see, everybody? Thank God you still get our goods right away. We just ask those who can to donate so everyone can be in on the joke. Here's how to keep making sure that however long you listen to the station, you'll never run into a paywall.
Thank you, Tig Notaro. You never will run into a paywall here on Kansas Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Matthew Algio, along with Laura Larson. We're news hosts here, taking just a few minutes. Well, Laura, why are we here?
Well, it's that time of year again. We usually call this the Campaign for Excellence. We ask for your contribution of money to help keep Kansas Public Radio programming thriving so that we can get the greatest new programs, keep on with the programs you already love. But we are doing something a little different this time around. We have decided on a name change, which kind of stressed me out because I don't like change, which is, of course, why I went into
it's
news.
A good change.
The KPR Spring Hive Drive is what we are calling this because, did you see what I did there? Because lots of bees going around. One of the many new things that we have for our donors, a new bee tote bag, a cute bee with, like, wearing headphones and there's music notes around and it says Kansas Public Radio on it. It was designed by Emily DeMarchi,
yes,
who works here. You can acquire one of these when you pledge $12.50 a month or more, $150 a year. And the way you do that is by calling 888-577-5268 or point and click at kansaspublicradio.org. There is a giant banner there.
Can't
when you go
it.
To that, like, we don't make you hunt around for it. You can also pledge via the app if you're an app user. It's very simple to find as well. We're asking you to donate, in particular, Lee, if you are a newbie.
Yes. Want to hear from the newbies. And as Laura said, it's quite simple. Go to kansaspublicradio.org, visit our app, or call 888-577-5268. Go to the app. Go to kansaspublicradio.org, make a pledge of $12.50 or more a month, and you will get the bee tote, and it is really beautiful. You know, 97% of our budget is funded by you, private support, mostly members, and it is incumbent upon us to reach out to you occasionally to ask for your support at kansaspublicradio.org. I'm a big fan of Wait, Wait. I'm a big fan of Bill Curtis, who is actually an alum of KANU here.
An alumnus, yeah.
And Bill has announced he will be retiring. So maybe in appreciation of Bill Curtis, you could go to kansaspublicradio.org and make a pledge right now.
Maybe you're listening online at kansaspublicradio.org down around Stan, down in Chautauqua County. Make your pledge to say, hey, I really appreciate having heard our local hometown boy makes good, Bill Curtis, who has become a real staple of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. It's the straight man thing that he does. Nobody does it any better than he does, and it just sort of adds to the fun that you have listening to Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. We do have an added bonus
incentive.
Indeed. And who is that from?
Tom and Melinda Carney of Olathe are adding $200 to your pledge if you call now or you go to the website now and make a pledge, kansaspublicradio.org. This is our spring hive drive, taking just a couple minutes away from Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. We'll be back there very shortly, less than 3 minutes, but that's just enough time to go to kansaspublicradio.org or open the app and make a pledge now. Really would love to hear from some Wait, Wait fans who haven't become members yet. This is a great opportunity to do that. It's a good time to do that. We're really hoping to hear from some new members, some new sustaining members, maybe make a monthly gift and join the club.
Maybe you're a person who only listens to Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. You're like, you know, this isn't for me. I'm not really into classical music. I'm not into jazz, but I love Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. Okay, we like to think that this is a good avenue into all the things that KPR offers because it is so topical and it focuses on news. It sort of brings all the fun of public radio into one package. You can become a member right now at 888-577-5268 or by pledging online at kansaspublicradio.org. And don't forget, if you're listening via the app, you can also pledge from within the app. Take advantage of Tom and Melinda Carney's generous offer. They will add $200 to your pledge right
Kansas
now.
Kansas Public Radio is the bee's knees.
True.
That's what the tote says. That's the tote you'll get. This is not a mass produced, mass market tote. This is a bespoke tote.
Bespoke
tote.
I see what you did there.
Yeah, you can get it. Wow, I didn't even realize I had done that. $12.50 a month. We really want to hear from new members. Also want to thank River Rat Print and Skate for making the custom bee bags for us. They are so cool.
They really are cute. And frankly, they're so sweet. They're honey sweet. See, lots of bees, bees' knees, bees everywhere. Be a newbie. This is the one time it's not bad to be a newbie, okay, is what I'm saying. Make the call now at 888-577-5268, or you can pledge online at kansaspublicradio.org or do it from within the app. Take advantage of the Tom and Melinda Carney Challenge. They're adding $200 to your pledge right now. Become a member. Thanks so much for listening. We are happy to have you with us.